An American aircraft carrier has arrived at a Vietnamese port for the first time since the Vietnam War. The USS Carl Vinson arrived Monday in the central city of Da Nang and will remain for several days. Two other U.S. Navy ships are also visiting. The carrier has more than 5,000 crew members. The U.S. carrier's visit was first announced in January during a visit to Vietnam by U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. The two countries normalized relations in 1995 and have greatly expanded ties in many areas. A U.S. arms embargo was lifted in 2016. The arrival of the USS Carl Vinson marks the biggest U.S. military presence in Vietnam since the end of the Vietnam War in 1975. The U.S. ambassador to Vietnam, Daniel Critton Brink, said in a statement, "The historic visit shows the dramatic progress in U.S.-Vietnamese relations in recent years. Through hard work, mutual respect, and by continuing to address the past while we work toward a better future, we have gone from former enemies to close partners," the ambassador added. The first U.S. Marines arrived in Da Nang in 1965, marking the start of major American involvement in the Vietnam War. About 58,000 American soldiers and an estimated 3 million Vietnamese were killed in the war. Da Nang was a major U.S. military base during that time. It is now Vietnam's third-largest city and a place many people visit for vacation. Some city residents said they welcomed the Navy visit. "During the war, I was scared when I saw American soldiers," 55-year-old Chung T. Luyen told the Associated Press. He operates a small shop in the city. Now the aircraft carrier comes with a completely different mission, a mission of peace and promoting economic and military cooperation between the two countries, he said. Huynh Quang Nguyen, a taxi driver, said he was happy and excited about the visit. "Increased cooperation between the two countries in economic, diplomatic, and military areas would serve as a counterbalance to Beijing's," he said. He was speaking about the growing influence of China across the region. "China has been building up man-made islands in the South China Sea in recent years that can support military structures. The expansion has angered Vietnam and other nations in the area, which also have territorial claims in the South China Sea." Lee Hong Hip is with the Singapore-based ICES Yusof Ishak Institute. He told the Associated Press that Carl Vinson's visit can be a clear sign to China that the U.S. is committed to keeping strong ties in the area. "Although the visit is mainly symbolic and would not be able to change China's behavior, especially in the South China Sea, it is still necessary in conveying the message that the U.S. will be there to stay," he said. Lei, however, added that China knows Vietnam is not likely to side with the U.S. militarily to challenge Chinese expansion. I'm Brian Lin.